Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace so that you can put His name on your children and He shall bless them. Today, I would like to give you a short biblical advice regarding how to serve the Lord with your brother and sister in your church community. I have taught this lesson 2 times already. This is the last part of this series. I would like to read from Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8. The end of a matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride. I would like to encourage you to be patient in the life of ministry. Patience is very important. When you serve God with your leader or your followers or brother and sister in the church, you may not get everything that you want to see. You may not be able to fulfill what you desire because you're working with imperfect people. People who work around you have different gifts, passions, calling. Sometimes you want to see something happen, but they are not ready spiritually to help you to do it. Or maybe the whole team is not ready to get the job done because of the spiritual maturity, the giftings, the resources, and the passion that people has. My dear brother, sister, when you serve God, when you do the work of the ministry, you need to make a decision. I am going to be patient with God and with myself and with other people. I have served God for more than 35 years. I learned to develop patience by the help of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes I don't get what I desire to see. It may take up to 5 years later that something that I desire to see by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit happened later on. During those 5 years, 10 years of waiting, I need to give the matter to the Lord. I need to cast my care and anxiety upon Him. Pray, trust God, continue to believe that God will provide the necessary manpower, the giftings, the resources and money, whatever that need to be used to fulfill what I desire to see, what God called me to do. I need to keep my heart right. I need to avoid complaining, having a bad attitude, being frustrated, gossiping, and bad feelings. So as God's servant, patience is so important. We need to keep our heart right, walk in love, walk in faith, and continue to trust God. And believe that no matter what happened, God will bring the best out of the situation. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8 that the end of the matter is better than its beginning. So no matter what happened now, believe this, God is a good God. He's going to make better things happen later on, even though right now you may be disappointed. And the Bible says patience is better than pride. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 to 3, the Bible says, with all humility, you need to humble yourself, lift other people up, and don't get frustrated with other people. And gentleness with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love. Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. You see, we need to be humble, gentle, and patient in the life of ministry. God called us to serve Him, and sometimes God tests our patience. People may disappoint us, people may walk away, they promise us to do something, they promise that they're going to get involved in the worship team, but they never show up for 2 to 3 weeks. What's going on here? We have to be patient with people and keep our eyes on God, not on human beings. Colossians chapter 1, verses 10 to 11. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work. We need to do every good work as a minister of Christ, of the gospel. And we keep bearing fruit, growing in the knowledge of God. God wants us to learn from the lesson, keep growing, keep developing, bearing fruit, being strengthened till all power, with all power, according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully. The Apostle Paul wrote this to the church in Colossae, that they need to keep growing, pursuing God, being patient, living a life of tolerance in serving the Lord. Believe me, in the ministry, you're going to be disappointed. In the ministry, you're going to face situations that tempt you to be frustrated. People may not keep their words. People walk away. People say they're going to do something that they don't do it. Some people may criticize you about what you do. What you need to do is to be patient and don't give up and keep running the race until you get to the finish line. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who, through faith and patience, inherit what has been promised. I love this scripture. A lot of people talk about faith. Faith is more valuable or precious than gold or money. Faith is so important in the life of service or in the walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. We need faith. But one component that we need to have as well is patience. Because sometimes people stay in faith for only a few days and then they give up and say, okay, I don't want to handle this anymore. Bye-bye. Even though they walk in faith for that first few weeks or few months, but they do not have enough patience to hang on, to continue, to go on until they see the fulfillment of the promises of God. So faith and patience must go together. We need both faith and patience to keep going, running the race, serving the Lord until we see the fruit of the ministry, until we see the breakthroughs of the blessing of God in our own life and in the life of brother and sister and the local church. Brother and sister, this short message of encouragement and advice will help you to remember that you need to be patient. Trust in the Lord. Give the matter to God. Leave it to Him. Trust Him and let Him handle. We do the best we can each day by the leading of the Holy Spirit and according to the Holy Word of God. And you sow the seed, you water, and God will make it grow, and you shall reap the harvest later on. Be patient like a farmer who sow the seed and wait for the tree to grow and get the fruit later on. Father, I pray that everyone who listens to this word of encouragement, the biblical advice, will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and they shall practice the fruit of the Holy Spirit, patience, long-suffering, and faith. Lord, no one who listens to this teaching will give up, will walk away, will lose their hope, lose their faith. They will stand firm and keep doing what you call them to do until your promises are fulfilled. Including me, Father, I need patience as well. Therefore, Lord, bless your people who are listening to this teaching right now with your patience and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. I believe this sharing reminds you of very important character of a servant of God. May the Lord bless you, bless your family, and bless your church and ministry. Thank you so much. I will see you in the next message.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com.